With our popcorn at the ready, it's time to head back into the cinemas to take a look at some of this week's new releases. This is Lee Middleton, and coming up at the movies, we're singing with the people who brought us The Minions, and a cult classic gets a sequel 21 years after the original. First up, though, our film of the week, and a movie that has made plenty of headlines already, as we're quite late to the party on this one. Hacksaw Ridge has been at cinemas across the world for a few months now. However, this week sees the final batch of release dates, including ours. We follow the extraordinary true story of the conscientious objector Desmond T. Doss, who saved 75 men in Okinawa during the bloodiest battle of World War II without firing a single shot. As an army medic, Doss single-handedly evacuated the wounded near enemy lines, braving enemy fire and putting his own life on the line.
So how come you don't fight? You think you're better than us?
No.
But what if he was attacked?
Whoa!
Say like that. Bible says to turn the other cheek, don't it? Yeah, see, I don't think this is a question of religion, fellas. I think this is cowardice. Plain and simple.
Is that right, Doss?
Well, go on. Take a poke! Tell you what, I'm gonna give you a free shot. Right there. Hit me, Doss. Go on.
Let him have it.
Go ahead.
No?
Doss was the only American soldier in World War II to fight on the front lines without a weapon, and he was also the first conscientious objector to ever win the Congressional Medal of Honor. Andrew Garfield plays the lead role as Doss, and the movie is directed by screen legend Mel Gibson. Highly regarded for both the storyline and the cinematography, Hacksaw Ridge finally hits our cinemas this week. From the trenches to the stage, and the latest offering from Illuminati Entertainment, most famous, of course, for being despicable and bringing the Minions into our lives. Sing takes us into the world of anthropomorphic animals, where a koala by the name of Buster Moon, voiced by Matthew McConaughey, hosts a singing contest to raise money to save the theatre he inherited from his father. However, a clerical error blows the contest out of all proportion and leads to animals from far and wide descending on the auditions, including a pig who gave up her teenage music dreams to become a devoted wife, voiced by Reese Witherspoon, Mike, a small white crooning mouse with a big Frank Sinatra-esque voice, courtesy of Seth MacFarlane, and Ash, a shy teenage porcupine and punk rocker, voiced by Scarlett Johansson.
I am not singing this.
What's not to like? You're a female and you're a teenager. This song was made for you.
Wow, it's like you can see inside my tiny teenage mind.
I know, right? You just gotta add some moves and a little bit of...
Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. But here's my number. So call me maybe.
Go for it!
Oh, you mean like this?
Try to chase me, but here's my number. So call me.
There you go. You're a natural.
I took my kids to an advanced screening of Sing, and it didn't disappoint. Perfect family film, plenty of humour for the adults as well, and Sing hits the big screen this weekend. Now, back in 1996, the film Trainspotting became a cult classic. It shot both director Danny Boyle and star Ewan McGregor to global fame. And for many, it was the film of their adolescence. Well, the boys are back. In T2, Trainspotting, as 20 years after the previous film, Mark Renton, the character of Ewan McGregor, returns to Scotland to make amends with his friends. If you grew up with the original, this really is a must-see this weekend. The other big bit of cinema news this week is, of course, the announcement that the eagerly anticipated Star Wars Episode 8 will be called The Last Jedi. The title was announced on the official Star Wars social media channels, and the one thing that everybody noticed pretty much immediately was that the now famous Star Wars logo was in red rather than yellow. Red, of course, being the colour of the Sith, but we're going to have to wait until December to find out why. Talking of Star Wars, let's take a look at the box office this week, where Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, clings on at number 5. Lion is straight into the top 5 at 4. Vin Diesel back in the top 3 with Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage. Split is a new entry at number 2. And for a second week, La La Land is the most watched film, staying at the box office number 1. Next week, computer games return to the big screen with the final installment in a huge game-movie crossover franchise. And Matthew McConaughey is back once again with his latest on-screen role. But for now, this is Lee Middleton, and that's a wrap on this week's edition of At The Movies.